Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good morning. Hello. Welcome to Read the Word. Let's see if we can get this all together. Glad to have you with us. Those of you streaming with us on Talk Radio, welcome, 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 welcome. Those of you joining us on YouTube, we welcome you today. It's good to have you with us here for another in the series of the Read the Word program. We'll remind you that here on the program, we have a YouTube playlist that starts in January 1st, Genesis chapter 1. Goes all the way through the Bible, and there'll be a program that covers every single chapter of the Bible by the end of the year. We were really doing good. Then we had some opportunities show up to us in July and August that we took advantage of. Made it a little challenge, but we got the whole Bible read so far to this point. 10 more days and we'll be finished with the Old Testament. It's been awesome to have all of you with us all through this year. I encourage you to share this with friends and your neighbors and your family. Share it with your enemies, because the Word of God will change their life forever. Now, whoops, I'm working really hard to get this done like I need to. See if I got my stuff together tonight like I really want it. Seems like it's flowing pretty good. Want you to be able to pray this opening prayer with us here on YouTube. There it is. Everybody pray this prayer with us. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, you'll find it right there in the notes of the program. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with the Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever by the Word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome to Read the Word. Now today, the Read the Word program today is the book of, I'm sure I didn't click anything off there, Haggai. I don't know what happened. Haggai and Zechariah. Now, Haggai and Zechariah were two prophets of the rebuilding of the temple when King Darius set him out and said, go do it. And it was prophesied by Ezekiel, by Daniel, by Jeremiah. Well, it was prophesied by all the prophets that you're going to go into slavery. You're going to be carried away. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways. And so Haggai and Zechariah were the prophets that prophesied during that period of time when they went back. Now, Haggai was the one that came and said, hey, you guys came back here to build the temple. Why are you building your houses before you build the temple of God? You came back here to build the temple. Zechariah was to be believed, it is believed, was born during the carrying away. So he was born in Babylon. And then his family must have led him into things of God and taught him the ways of God. And then God used him to be a prophet and speak to the people who were going back to rebuild. And then Zechariah actually prophesies things that comes through Jesus and the time of the end. That's our two prophets for today. And we're going to read Haggai chapter 1 and 2 and Zechariah chapter 1 through 7. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have a big studio audience tonight. Sister Leanne, Brother Roman, the cat, and Brother Ripley, the dog. All right. We're not Ripley lifts his head like, yes. We're not like those who believe that that's our God. We just, you know how we humans are. I'll drink my coffee and get reading. Here we go. Haggai, chapter 1. If you have a real Bible, you'll find that on page 1217. And you might say, well, Pastor, what's a real Bible? This one right here. Thompson Chain Reference. Hurry up. Screenshot it real quick. It's a great Bible. Thompson Chain Reference, New King James. I like Red Letter Edition. I got the chapter, the book tabs on here. Man, that really bothered me when I got that. I didn't need that on there at all. I was like, do not do that again. But I encourage you, if you want one of these Bibles, I bought this at Dr. Winston's Christian bookstore called Purple. No, it is Purple.
Royal.
The Royal Christian Bookstore. Thank you. And you find that online, Royal Christian Bookstore, and on there you'll find a phone number. And if you call that man, it was so interesting because I saw the man that ordered the Bible for me at the conference. And he was at one of the book tables. Like, hey, man, how you doing? He's like, you like your Bible? But the guy remembered. He sold me a Bible.
Isn't that amazing?
I was like, how cool is that? I'm like, dude, I've been telling a lot of people to call you. He goes, I haven't sold very many Thompson chains. I'm like, all right, I'm going to be getting this thing. This is a great Bible. There's so many study aids in this Bible. But there's no man's doctrine in this Bible. This isn't written by Luther or Wesley or Finney or anybody else. This is written by the Word of God. This is one of those Bibles. This is an excellent study tool. Cost you some money. This one was $80 because I paid the extra money for the better leather so it'll last longer. But it's the best $80 you'll ever spend because it's His Word. And if you get the larger print, which really I don't think it's real large, it gives you lots of room to write on the side of the page. Now, that's a free advertisement for the Thompson Chain Reference. And I have the New King James. That's what I preach from. So if you're someone that follows me, and you probably would enjoy having a New King James. Some of you just like the King James. That's fine, too. Just make sure you get one that's not one of the per versions. You get a real version of the Bible, not one that leaves out. What did we figure out? 39 verses? Haggai chapter 1, verse 1. Huh. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts. This is Lord Sabaoth that is speaking. That's Jesus. Saying, this people says, the time has come, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and for this temple to lie in ruins? Therefore, says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. This is Jesus speaking this. Watch this. See if this ever matches what you've said. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but you're not warm. He who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Interesting set of verses, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. See, this matches Malachi chapter 3. It's really good. If I was preaching tonight, I would just go straight to Malachi 3. But since I'm just reading the word, we'll just reference it, and then you can study it. Verse 11, for I called for a drought on the land and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and on the labor of your hands. Jesus, the captain of the host, called for that. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. The people feared the presence of the Lord. And you can take that set of verses right there and go to 2 Chronicles 20:20. And that's exactly what it says. Believe in the Lord your God and you'll be established. Believe his prophet and you'll prosper. They listened. These people listened. That can't be said of all the inheritors of Jacob. King Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke to the Lord's message to the people, saying, I'm with you, says the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the high priest. And the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. On the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius. I think it's awesome how God has these prophets put the number of the day and the month in there. Isn't that something? You can track it right to history. I love it. The majestic word of God. Chapter 2. Let's have a drink. First chapter was, hey, wake up. And the second chapter is the glory of God's house. Watch this. In the seventh month, on the 21st of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? In comparison with it, is this not in your eyes as nothing? Interesting statement, isn't it? Now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord. And work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. All right. So this is, what is this? This is like 2,000 years later, whatever it is, when they came out of Egypt. Hold on. I got to go get that because now that's going to be like, just exactly how many years is it? Exodus chapter 12. And they came out of Egypt. All right. So it's 1,000 years later. It's about 1,000 years later. So this promise in verse 5, according to the word that I covenanted with you, when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. Now, wait a minute. That's with every bit of the judgment against every one of those wicked kings who did worse than the guy before him and did worse than the guy before him. And Josiah said, hold it, we're going to chase God. And then he didn't even say it with the word in his hand. He said, we're going to chase God. I'm not going to be like all them people. And then they found the word, and he went in the morning like, oh, my God, we're in serious trouble. But God said, my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. No matter how bad it gets, God's spirit doesn't give us. You think about this. I know I'm preaching, but it's just real short. If you miss the rapture, don't miss the rapture. Don't miss the rapture. If you miss the rapture and you're just getting this video, you found this on YouTube, somehow possibly they let it stay. The Holy Spirit is still with you. Turn right now and say, God, I need you, because there's only one more opportunity for you. It is the last opportunity. It is the last one. The last 3.5 years of that tribulation, you don't want to be on this earth.
No.
If you're in the tribulation right now, turn to God. Receive Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit. Speak in tongues. Prophesy. Use all the gifts of the Spirit every single day. And get yourself to that midday of the tribulation, day 1260. Because on that day, there'll be another catching away of the saints, and you get to come to heaven with us. See how much God loves you? Even if you just totally blow it and miss the rapture, he's still going to give you another chance and be caught up out of here. That's how much he loves you. Did I preach too long?
No.
Verse 6, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I'll shake the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the dry land. I'll shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Watch this statement. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Do you notice how many times the Lord of hosts is used in this? The Lord of hosts is Jesus, the captain of all the hosts of heaven. He's the one that is rebuking the devourer in your life and mine, because we worship him with a tithe. He's the one that says, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out of blood. I'm still preaching, aren't I? Here we go. Verse 10. On the 24th day of the 9th month in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, now ask the priest concerning the law, saying, if one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread or stew, wine or oil, or any food, will it become holy? The priest answered and said, no. And Haggai said, if one who is unclean because of a dead body touches any one of these, will it be unclean? The priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Haggai answered and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord. And so is every work of their hands, and what they offer, there is unclean. Verse 15, and now carefully consider from this day forward, from before stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days when one came to a heap of 20 ephahs, there were but 10. When one came to wine vat to draw 50 baths from the press, there were but 20. I struck you with blight and mildew. Oh, my goodness, there it is. Interesting. And hail in all the labor of your hands, yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. But from this day, I will bless you. You can really just preach that right there, but I'm going to keep reading. Again, the word of the Lord came to Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heaven. I will shake heaven and earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them. The horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. And thus is the reading of the book of Haggai. I like that statement. From this day that they turned and said, whoa, we're going to do what's right. From that day, God said, I'll bless you. And the glory of the latter temple will be greater than the former. So in that day, that meant Solomon's temple was absolutely amazing. But the glory of this one was going to be greater. But when you take that prophecy and you bring it on into today, the glory of the temple today is you and me, because this temple, his temple is no longer made of wood and stone. It's now in the hearts of man. And say it, I am the beautiful temple of the Lord. You are the beautiful temple of the Lord. You really are. But wait, this is the reality. How much did God rebuke the priest for doing something wicked in the temple? Right? Mm-hmm. And yet people say, well, I can still sin and it doesn't matter. No, you can't. You're the temple of the living God. There's no difference in you sinning and the priest carrying sin into there and sinning in that temple. The difference is they had to work for righteousness. You and I receive it. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 1. God help me. Woo! Remember now, Zechariah is a prophet of the rebuilding, and he was born during the captivity. So he was a prophet born in Babylon. Now he's prophesying coming back. In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, the Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Now, wait a minute. Okay, of the ninth month. In the second year of Darius.
Yeah.
So this prophecy started right in the middle of Haggai prophesying. So the accuracy of the complete chronologicalness of this might be just a little short here, because you'd probably have to break up half of it, but it'd be all right. So you can see that these two were contemporary prophets speaking at the same time. Verse 2, I'm in Zechariah 1, 2. The Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts. And I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. That's straight out of Malachi. Malachi says that after the temple and the city was rebuilt, because he's the last one to speak. So he's somewhere in about 100 years, he's going to be speaking. Malachi. Do not be like your fathers to whom the former prophets preached, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, turn now from your evil ways and your evil deeds, But they did not hear nor heed me, says the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? Yet surely my words and my statutes, which I command you, commanded my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they returned and said, just as the Lord of hosts determined to do to us, according to our ways and according to our deeds, so he has dealt with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Shabbat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet. Now see, this is now post Haggai's prophecies, because they were in the 9th month. Verse 8, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow. And behind him were horses, red, sorrel, and white horses. Now, I don't know about
red, white, and blue.
Red, but have I ever seen a red horse?
Yeah. A bay is red, or... other than their mane and tail, that's considered red.
Okay. Thank you. Please excuse me while my wife helps me understand the anatomy of horses. Verse 9. I said, my Lord, what are these? So the angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are. And the man who stood among the trees answered and said, these are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth. So they answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly. Well, that sure isn't the case today, is it? Verse 12. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem, on the cities of Judah, against which you were angry these 70 years? And the Lord answered the angel who talked to me with good and comforting words. I like that. But not all of God's words are good and comforting. Sometimes they are very reductive, because we just heard that. Angel who spoke with me said to me, proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. I am exceedingly angry with the nations at ease. For I was a little angry, and they helped, but with evil intent. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Did you know they had surveyors way back then? Again, proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my city shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion, and will again choose Jerusalem. Verse 18. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there was four horns. I said to the angel who talked to me, what are these? He answered, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. The Lord showed me four craftsmen. I said, what are these coming to do? And he said, these are the horns that scattered Judah so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. Chapter 2, the vision of the measuring line. I raised my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. I said, where are you going? He said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what its width and what its length. And there was the angel who talked with me going out, and another angel was coming out to meet him, who said to him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire around her and will be the glory in her midst. And you and I are the spiritual temple of God. We're the temple of the living God. And the angels are a flame of fire. Psalm 103 and 104. And here's this fire all around us. Now, this is the Lord of hosts saying there's going to be fire. And when Father brings fire through Jesus, watch out. Verse 6, up, up, flee from the land of the north, says the Lord. For I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven, says the Lord. Up, Zion, escape you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. Thus says the Lord God of hosts. He sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you. For he who touches you shall touch the apple of his eye. Say it. I am the apple of my Father's eye. Surely I will shake my hand against them, and they shall become spoil for their servants. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughters of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6. He said, I will dwell among you, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. And then he said, come out from among them and be separate, and I will be your father, and you will be my children. Verse 11, many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day. They shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you, and the Lord will take possession of Judah as his inheritance in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused for his holy habitation. And see, what God said is they were there for him to use, and they did it with evil intent. That's chapter 1, verse 15. I'm exceedingly angry with the nations at ease, for I was a little angry, and they helped, but with evil intent. Chapter 3. The vision of the high priest. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he, that's capitalized, answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, see, I removed all your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. You and I are clothed with the robes of righteousness, and that's what makes the holy city shine and sparkle when it's coming down. Woo! Some good reason to shout right here. I have removed your iniquity from you. Say, thank you, Jesus. Let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by, the coming branch. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, if you will keep my commandments, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among these who stand here. Hear, O Joshua the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. Who's that? Jesus. He's prophesying about Jesus. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon the stone are seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree. Chapter 4, the vision of the lampstand. The olive trees. Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man who is wakened out of sleep. And he said to me, what do you see? I said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it, and on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right hand of the bowl, and the other is at its left. I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? The angel who talked with me answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. He answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Have you ever recognized these verses? Not by might, nor by power. By my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. He shall bring forth the capstone. The shouts of grace. Grace to it. What's grace? That's our generation. The grace of God. Verse 8, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. And you'll find that in 2 Chronicles, where it says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro across the whole earth, seeking whom he may show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are right before him. That prophecy was 1,000 years before this one. The majestic word of God. I'm in Zechariah 4:11. I answered and said to him, what are these two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at its left? And I further answered and said to him, what are these two olive branches that drip into the receptacles of the two gold pipes from which the gold oil drains? Then he answered me and said, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. He said, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. There's been a small war in Christianity about who those two are that are standing there. But we shall not visit that war. We're going to read chapter 5, the vision of the flying scroll. Then I turned and raised my eyes and saw there a flying scroll. And he said to me, what do you see? I answered, I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits and its width 10 cubits. He said to me, this is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole earth. Every thief shall be expelled according to the side of the scroll. And every perjurer shall be expelled according to that side of it. I will send out the curse, says the Lord of hosts. It shall enter the house of the thief. And the house of the one who swears falsely by my name, it shall remain in the midst of his house and consume it with its timbers and stones. Amazing, isn't it? Verse 5, the angel who talked with me came out and said to me, lift up your eyes now and see what this is that goes forth. I asked, what is it? He said, it's a basket that's going forth. He also said, this is their resemblance to the earth. Here is a lead disc lifted up. And this is a woman sitting inside the basket. He said, this is wickedness. And he thrust her down into the basket and threw the lead cover over its mouth. Now, just in case you haven't freaked lately, there's a lot of people that believe that's a UFO. A lead disc with a basket crammed her in it, and the lid came on it. If you believe that, please read the Bible for what the Bible says. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were two women coming with the wind and wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork. and they lifted up the basket between earth and heaven. And that is not where babies come from. Verse 10. So I said to the angel who talked with me, where are they carrying the basket? And he said to me, to build a house for it in the land of Shinar. When it is ready, the basket will be set there on its base. Chapter 6. The vision of the four chariots. Then I turned and raised my eyes and looked, behold, four chariots were coming from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of bronze. With the first chariot were red horses, with the second chariot, black horses. With the third chariot, white horses, and with the fourth chariot, dappled horses, strong steeds. Now, which one's dapple? Gray?
It's sometimes red, but they have like a freckle.
Oh.
Like a freckle book.
All right. They were strong steeds, even if they were dapples. I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, what are these, my lord? Angel answered and said to me, these are four spirits of heaven who go out from their station before the Lord of all the earth. The one with the black horse is going to the north country. The white are going after them. The dappled are going toward the south country. Then the strong steeds went out, eager to go, that they might walk to and fro throughout the earth. And he said, go, walk to and fro throughout the earth. So they walked to and fro throughout the earth. And he called to me and spoke to me, saying, see those who go toward the north country have given rest to my spirit in the north country. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, receive the gift from the captives, from Heldai, Tobijah, and Jedaiah, who have come from Babylon. And go the same day. So they receive the gift and go the same day and enter the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Take the silver and gold, make an elaborate crown, set it on the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Then speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, behold the man whose name is the branch. From his place, he shall branch out. Those are both capitalized. And he shall build the temple of the Lord. Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne. And the council of peace shall be between them both. This is a prophecy of Jesus. But it's also what happened to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak. 14. Now the elaborate crown shall be for a memorial in the temple of the Lord for help for Helam, for helpers. Tobijah, Jedidiah, Jedaiah, and Hen, the son of Zephaniah. Even those from afar shall come and build the temple of the Lord. Then you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And this shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Remember, in our generation, he rewards those who diligently seek him. Chapter 7. We're doing pretty good, actually. For as much preaching material is right here. We've got 14 verses to go yet, but we'll get her done. Now in the fourth year of King Darius, it came to pass that the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month. So this is 2 years later, Chislev. When the people sent Sherezer with Regemmelech and his men to the house of God to pray before the Lord and to ask the priests who were in the house of the Lord of hosts and the prophets, saying, should I weep in the fifth month and fast as I have done for so many years? The word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, say to all the people of the land and to the priest, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month during these 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me? Wow. When you eat And when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourselves? Should you not have obeyed the word which the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets when Jerusalem and the cities around it were inhabited and prosperous, and the south and the lowland were inhabited? Verse 8. It's a lot of preaching material right there, but we're just going to keep reading.
You're doing good.
Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice. Show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother. Do not oppose the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. That's the same group of laws that God gave from the beginning. Defend the widow, defend the fatherless, defend the poor, and quit making evil plans in your heart. Mm-hmm. Same verses in Proverbs chapter 6 where he talks about these six things that the Lord hates, seven are an abomination.
Yeah.
Verse 11, but they refuse to heed. They shrug their shoulders, stop their ears. Nah, 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 I can't hear you. That's where that comes from. So they could not hear. Yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his spirit to the former prophets. Thus great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it happened that just as he proclaimed, and they would not hear. So they called out, and I would not listen, says the Lord of hosts. I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations, which they had not known. Thus the land became desolate after them, so that no one passed through it or returned, for they made the pleasant land desolate. If you're willing and obedient, you get to eat the good of the land. Remember Micah? Or not Micah, Josiah? No, it's Micah. It's one of my grandsons, right? Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly before our God. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light until you go against this. And when you go against it, then everything gets difficult. And in our generation, you and I got to just wait. I just got to walk with God like he says to walk with him. Do what he says to do. Be where he says to be. Go where he says to go. And his plan will manifest in our lives in a way that is. You stand by and you're just like, wow, wow. Wow, wow, and if we haven't said it enough, wow. We saw so many things happen in the last, 9 days of our life as we were going, I guess maybe, 8 days. And it just kept happening. You just, like, wow, 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 and
wow.
Wow, did you see that? I mean, how many times did we say that to each other throughout this last day, this last week? Like, wow, look at that. That's because that's what God wants to do for you and I. He wants us to live in that wow zone. And it's important that you and I walk with him and dwell in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Well, we always give everybody a chance to pray the prayer of salvation because we want you to know God. If you've never been born again, now's the time to do it. You're not joining a church. You're not joining an organization. People will call you a Christian, but really what we want you to be is a believer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And your whole eternity switches from the nature of Satan to the nature of God Almighty. And Jesus gives you his righteousness. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give everlasting life.
Now here's your poise. A powerful declaration. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and your
filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
I receive. All the fullness of God.
All the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
Still trying
Spirit.
To preach. So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the
Pray
word of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every
pray
day.
This in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
What's going on, Pastor? God Almighty just filled you. Jesus, the light of the world, just came to live inside of you. The author and finisher of your faith just came to live inside of you. In that one prayer, you said, I receive all of your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness. So he gave it to you. He made you a new creation right there. Old things have passed away. All things have become, you might say, I didn't even do anything. Yeah, you did. You received him. John chapter 1, to as many as received me, to them he gave the power to become sons of God. Just got adopted into the family. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus, Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And if you meant it, and you prayed it, you're filled with the Holy Spirit because the Father is more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you even were to ask. And we know to help you ask. You ask. Now what do you got to do? Walk with God every day. You might say, I don't know how. I know. That's why you got us. Make sure you click like and subscribe and you add this playlist to your YouTube account or whatever you call it. I guess you'd call it account, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to click on this playlist. There's a little square box with a plus sign in it on the playlist. And you click that and it'll add this playlist right in your library of your YouTube. And then whenever you go down on your phone to the bottom of your library, here, I'll just show you real quick. When you go to the bottom of your phone and you got the little library word over here where it says library right there, when you click that, you'll be able to find the read the word.
RTW.
Is that what it says? Is it like way down on the bottom? Oh, it is. I got to change that name. Read the word. Right? There, see where it says read the word? You'll have that playlist right there in your own library on your own YouTube account. And I'm telling you, if you've not been with us since January 1st, start right there at the beginning and just bring it all the way through. It'll transform your life in Jesus' mighty name. Anything we can do to help you walk with God, my email address and website's right there, and we'll be glad to be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again. Right here on Read the Word, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you,
and
God loves
you,
and Jesus
is Lord.
See you soon.